What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Well, it was Leo Varadkar all over the front pages yesterday. It's Simon Harris today. That's how quickly the story moves on. Your Taoiseach one minute and then we look to your replacement the next. And it's all about Simon Harris in the papers. So the Irish Daily, the Irish Daily Mirror goes on the front page with Simon Ladon. Simon Harris was a virtual certainty last night to become the next Taoiseach. The Irish Sun, Si Am the one and only. Race to lead Fine Gael. Simon Harris last night confirming he'll run for the leadership of Fine Gael, saying, I'm in. The Irish Daily Mail tells us that this has been in the pipeline for quite some time and that Phil Hogan has been advising Simon Harris for weeks, apparently. So the Mail on the front page says that former EU Commissioner Phil Hogan has been advising Simon Harris for several weeks in advance of the resignation of Leo Varadkar. Phil Hogan, he's believed to feel deeply betrayed by Leo Varadkar. Remember, he had to resign as EU Commissioner because of Golfgate. Several sources told the Irish Daily Mirror Phil Hogan has been advising Simon Harris around planning for when the opportunity would come. So that's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Irish Independent says pressure is mounting on Harris for a reshuffle. Simon Harris being urged to reshuffle his cabinet and promote fresh blood in a move that could spell the end of Simon Coveney's ministerial career. Supporters believe that Simon Harris should use his overwhelming mandate to promote a number of junior ministers. So you're talking here the likes of Neil Richmond, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Peter Burke, that Simon Harris could or should, according to some sources, promote them. Always very interesting looking yesterday at who are the first people to come out in support of Simon Harris, and is there anything to link their early endorsement of him with the potential for a career move and a bit of a promotion. The Irish Examiner also goes with Simon Harris on the front page, and it says Harris vows to bring renewed energy to Fine Gael. What's fascinating about all of this, we haven't heard policies from Simon Harris or even the people endorsing him. What we keep hearing is he has the personality, he has the energy, he has the charm to be leader, but we don't hear of the policies. And this is the same on the front of the Examiner. The reason that Simon Harris should be Taoiseach is that he'll bring a renewed energy to Fine Gael, according to himself. He has ruled out an immediate election when he takes over leadership of the party. He says, I'm ready to step up and I'm ready to serve. All the sort of cliches are being used, but we're not hearing, where's the document with all of his policies about why he should be Fine Gael leader or Taoiseach? But then if you've no challenge, why would you bother showing your hand so early? If no one's going to, if it's going to be a coronation, you don't have to publish your policies straight away. But anyway, that's the front of the Examiner. And then the front of the Irish Times, rather cautiously, Harris in strong position to become youngest Taoiseach. Like the Irish Times are hinting that he's in a good place, but there could be someone else challenging him. There's no evidence really that anyone else is going to challenge Simon Harris for this, and it will be a coronation. But the Irish Times says that Simon Harris is poised to become the state's youngest Taoiseach, but he will face a range of demands from within his own party and from coalition partners as the government edges closer to a general election. And obviously any rivals to Simon Harris fell away yesterday because there was a surge even before 9 a.m. of support for Simon Harris from his own party colleagues. On to other stories. The front of the Irish Times tells us a story about the Israeli ambassador. Gardaí are investigating a death threat sent to Israel's ambassador to Ireland last week, along with a package of white powder. The package arrived by post at the Israeli embassy on the 14th of March, and it sparked an evacuation of the building by Gardaí. They also had to deploy the defence forces as well to deal with the suspicious package. The powder was taken away for analysis, and it was accompanied by a collage of images. The white powder sent in was sent in with images of the bodies of Israelis murdered by Hamas during the October 7th terrorist attacks. And apparently the document featured the logo of Hamas and the text read, "You are next," pointing to a photograph of the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich. So a very serious incident there. Gardaí are investigating that. Elsewhere, the Irish Independent talks about people who drink tap water. I have a bottle of water here filled up from the tap in work, but we're told one in four people never drink tap water, choosing bottled water instead. This is research from the National Water Forum, which found 26% of people surveyed use only bottled water and 34% drink both. Younger people more likely to drink bottled water, while people whose homes were connected to public water supplies were nearly twice as likely to use bottled water than those in group water schemes. And you're reminded of the Late Late Show years ago, where an entrepreneur went on and said that he was going to sell bottled water, and people fell around the place laughing at him because Ireland, surrounded by water, water falling from the sky, they thought he was mad to bottle water. And now look at this, one in four people never drink tap water. We've great water in Naas, but I don't know what it's like in other parts of the country, so maybe that's part of the reason people feel that there's a taste of the water, or that they just feel that bottled water is in some way cleaner or better for them. But certainly the water system here in Ireland goes through an awful lot of checks and balances before it ends up in our taps. Now, the Irish Independent tells us that some baby formula brands are cutting their prices today. Well, actually, Tesco is going to cut the prices for them. There's going to be a price reduction of up to €3.70 per box of formula. And new research shows that inflation in baby formula helped drive a 20% rise in the cost of groceries for families over the past 3 years. I don't have children, and I would have to say I was shocked recently when I heard the price of baby formula. I can't believe families are forced to pay this. It's an amazing amount of money. But Tesco is becoming the first Irish supermarket to cut prices in the wake of concerns about baby formula inflation. So just to give one example, I don't want to promote a load of brands here, but just so you have an idea, from today, the price of SMA Little Steps infant formula will be cut from €13.59. Huge amount of money, but anyway, it's going to be cut from €13.59 for an 800 gram box to a new price of €9.99. And then follow on milk by the same brand will drop from €13.69 to €9.99. So some break for families there. Mind you, the price could go down even more. Elsewhere, the Mirror says that Marty Whelan is calling for winning streak to return, as TV game show bosses are looking to bring back the nation's TV favourite as early as next year. They seem to cancel winning streak during COVID, and then it just never came back, obviously because it heavily relies on audiences. So it's been 4 years since Marty Whelan and Sinead Kennedy were on screen together, but apparently talks to bring it back are resuming, and you can still play winning streak on the Lotto app, apparently, which I didn't know. Marty Whelan is the voiceover for it. But anyway, it looks like the show's coming back, and Marty Whelan says it's time for it to return. Remarkable show. It gets huge viewership figures on a Saturday night. And really, it's a bizarre show because you just sit and watch people win money. There's no talent or skill involved. You literally just pick numbers and you either win money or you don't. But apparently people want it back. And Marty Whelan says that when he's out and about, he's constantly asked when his winning streak coming back. If you're a single man looking to find a partner, The Sun tells us that you should stop talking about football, because men who brag about being soccer fans are more likely to be shown the red card on Tinder. Researchers say just 1 in 25 female users like the game, and they're more likely to swipe right for guys who love travel. Football came 28th in interest ranked by women, who instead prefer reading, fashion, wine and self-care. So stop talking about football. Don't say you're a soccer fan, because it's turning women off. Of course, that assumes that women aren't fans of soccer either. But also, you can understand, apart from men banging on about football constantly, if he's a soccer fan, that means most weekends you're going to have to watch soccer matches, or you do your own thing, because he'll be watching the footy. So maybe that's a reason why people aren't fans of football fans. And final story, remarkable one, coming from the Times of London about Birkin handbags, which I know from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that they're very, very expensive. I didn't realise not only are they expensive, but they select who is worthy enough to buy their bags. The French fashion brand only allows selected customers, or those deemed worthy enough, to buy a Birkin. And now two shoppers have brought a legal challenge to that policy. The leather bags were introduced back in 1984. They start at $9,000 and they can go up to six figures. They apparently, if you try and buy one, though, you frequently see that they're out of stock because you need to have ready access to Birkins. But to do that, you either need to be a very loyal customer or you need to be famous. That's the only way you can buy them. And now these two Californian shoppers who clearly have a lot of money, they want to buy the handbags, they're not allowed, and now they're suing Hermes over the Birkin bags.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.